Mopsy?
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm going to do?
No, I don't.
I'm going to take a bath.
I'll alert the media.
Do you want to run my bath for me?
It's what I live for. Perhaps you'd like me to come in there and wash your dick for you. You little shit. You know, Arthur, your father is going to demand that you marry Susan.
I get what he demands. Oh, stay with me a minute, Hobson. You know, I hate to be alone.
Yes. Bathing is a lonely business.
Except for fish.
I beg your pardon? Did you say except for fish?
Yes. Fish all bathe together, although they do tend to eat one another. I often think fish must get awfully tired of seafood. What are your thoughts, Hobson?
The Don and Mike Show.
It's hamster pop and butterscotch, also known as Don and Mike.
I just had a caller 100. How do you describe sheep? I'm going to give you the definition now.
Good.
As the guy who works at the station, you heard him on the air before, the singing salesman, Tim McWilliams. He doesn't buy HBO.
That's what we're speculating, because that's why he's doing what he's doing.
He's in the production room right now. He can't hear us. Watching The Sopranos from Sunday night. On company time, I might add, already. So let's give him a call. He's just one studio down from us.
Probably ignoring the phone.
I think it makes a big light go off.
Yeah, that's why he's probably ignoring it. Rob's going to remind him to pick up.
Too cheap to buy HBO.
That's what I figured when he asked me to tape it for him.
Penn's office.
Is he in there, Rob?
He is, but he won't come to the phone.
Oh,
is
man.
He in there watching The Sopranos? He turned it off. Hold on a second. Tim, do you have a second? This is Tim McWilliams.
Tim, it's Don and Mike.
Hey, Big Don. Hey.
Are you enjoying The Sopranos?
I don't know. I haven't gotten started on it yet.
Tim, do you subscribe to HBO?
No.
Ah, I knew it. Tim, you make a good decent living here at the station. Why don't you buy the HBO?
Yeah, I have enough time there, Donnie.
Are you depriving your family and not just you of that quality entertainment?
Yeah, you know, could be.
Not to mention a fine sponsor here at WJFK.
All right, thanks.
All right.
Bye-bye. Now.
Would the next call be to Mr. Alan Linewad?
Yeah. No time to subscribe.
Right.
But plenty of time to watch the program.
I don't want to be a tattletale, but...
Hey,
but
sometimes it's funny.
Can't help myself.
Of course, it's probably gotten back to him already.
Yeah.
Hello, this is Alan Line.
All right, hold on. Call his cell phone.
Very good.
He'll pick that up if he's in some high-powered meeting. In the John. A meeting that involves a sports section and toilet paper.
He might be in the other studio. I think I think Alan might have asked Buzz to tape Queer as Folk.
Let's see where Alan is. Can you go see if you can find him? Robbie, never mind. Hold on. I'll call the front desk. He's not answering his cell either.
Acting.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me. Acting general manager.
Acting. John Lovitz. Acting. There you are. Line one.
Yeah,
Mick Williams is watching The Sopranos.
I don't know how many Swiss might be listening right now. I know that the Swiss...
Good afternoon, WJFK.
Yeah, I think it was Swiss made.
Right.
They move at lightning speed, them Swiss. Did you catch that?
Yes.
Only four rings to pick up the phone out front.
Absolutely.
Hi, it's us. Do you know where Alan is?
In his office.
Oh, really? Oh. Not answering the phone in his office?
He's on his phone. He's on a call.
Can you put us through?
Hold on.
Thanks.
Thank you.
That was nice.
Thanks. Service with a smile.
Here we go.
find one.
Rob, yeah. You're going to go back and knock at the door. Tell him we need to speak to him.
All right.
Something urgent.
Everybody urgent?
Don't waste your time with meter readings.
Rob's task-oriented. Did you notice how he had to finish writing that last one in there?
Rob's so funny. Rob's the only guy who really...
This is Alan, line one.
Rob's the only guy who really takes them. Everybody else has just writes down whatever the guy before wrote down.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, the equipment could be melting and they'd be sitting here.
We're always operating at 98%.
Everything's fine from here.
Efficiency.
The Sopranos. We'll see what happens.
Stand by for caller 100. I haven't forgotten you guys.
We might be interrupting him in the middle of something.
Impossible. Impossible.
Wouldn't that
be
funny?
This is Alan, line one.
Oh, yeah,
oh
yeah,
for
yeah.
Christ's sake, pick up the phone.
Jesus Christ.
I know. It's very important. This is really watching the workings of the business. Don, we're doing Tim and Alan a favor.
We sure are, Mike.
We sure are. Did he offer you any money for taping that for him, Buzz?
No.
Now, Rob's coming back into the studio. What's going on?
Alan will call as soon as he gets a chance, but he was on the phone, and it looked like he was having a hell of a good time.
Oh. All right.
His door was shut, but he was still taking the call. So he'll call up here as soon as he gets a chance.
Very good.
And his eyes said that he sends us love.
His eyes said that?
To me, they did.
His eyes said that to you, probably.
His doll's eyes.
Dead doll's eyes.
Eyes rolled back. Hello.
Hi, how you doing?
Don Mike Show. Hi, sorry for the wait. Who's this, please?
This is Mark from Manteca.
Mark, you are call 100, my friend.
Sweet.
And listen to this blockbuster prize pack you won, including the much sought after 52-week rental card.
That is a great prize.
Now,
nice.
For those of you out where you live, that means 1 year, 52 weeks, every week, go to Blockbuster, get a movie, get a DVD, get a game, every week for a year. That's from Blockbuster Video. Now, you're going to play for $150.
All right.
With the secret sound.
I'm ready.
Some of the clues I've given you are most modern homes have them. Powered by electricity. Tim Sabian uses his at least once an hour. And yesterday's clue was PC.
Okay. That could be either a PC or a politically correct.
It could be. And I will
tell you. Was I thinking?
And I will tell you now which it is.
Ooh.
It is not politically correct.
Oh, okay.
It is the other PC.
A personal computer?
If that is what the other PC is,
yeah, all right.
Then that's what the other PC
is. You conjurer. Warlock.
It is not.
All right.
It is not politically correct.
Okay, don't pay too close attention to Blackstone here.
Yes. All right. God damn it, like it's going to do any good. Right. Yes. Personal computer.
Oh, here we go.
Yes.
Hey, I'm sorry. Maybe we can give away a nickel.
I'd like that.
I know you
here
would.
You go.
One person?
Here you go. Play you the sound. 15 seconds. Please don't answer until Mike sings like...
Joe Walsh.
And we wish you Godspeed.
Caller, name this sound.
There it is.
Is that Rocky Mountain Way?
That's right.
Well, now I've spoiled it.
Life's been good to me. You could do an Eagles tune. He was in the Eagles.
Rocky Mountain Way. Couldn't get much time.
Yeah. There you go. Now for 150 bananas.
Is it the on and off switch for the computer?
The on and off switch.
I don't know.
Oh, here's
something. No, wait a minute.
That made sense to me because he's talking about when sometimes you have to reboot your computer and you have that big button.
It is not. No, I know what he meant. And no, it's not the on and off switch.
Damn it.
The Batmobile. You know, the Batmobile, you didn't have a key.
We've been all over the floppy disk. We've been all over the CD-ROM. We've been all over the button now. And now I'm starting to get frustrated.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Right,
don't
thank
forget,
you.
Every guess is a clue
for you.
For you.
All right.
A clue for you.
Damn it.
Oh, and about computers. Last night, I got home. Jack, and I can't even go home.
Jack.
In this day and age.
In this day and age, Jack.
You can't even go home, Jack.
I had mentioned to my wife, I called her before the end of the show, and I said, what are you thinking about for dinner? And she said,
I knew immediately that she was involved in some project. She said, I'm thinking about, I'll do it when I get to it. Goodbye. Click. Mm. Well, here's the deal. Our computers at home suck. Everybody goes through this. You go through the phase on your computer when it just, it's like the computer at one point says to you, I'm done computing.
Mm-hmm.
It crashes. I have no more compute to give you.
Yes.
It's time for you to buy a new computer.
Do you go home most nights and get a home-cooked dinner?
Yes, I do.
What's that like?
Let me, you know what, Mike? Let me scratch that.
Yeah.
most nights I at least get a store-bought dinner.
You get something, something's ready for you when you get home.
Most nights, yes.
Right.
I'm very lucky in that regard.
Right.
Most nights, yes.
Yeah,
so,
me too in the old days.
So last night, I'm on the way home, and I call her up. I go, what's the dealio? And she says, oh, I'm so pissed. I've been on the phone with Gateway for 2 hours. That she bought all these Gateway computers. I bought one for my kid, bought one for us.
Gee, I wonder why she did that.
And... mouth?
Yeah.
Okay, watch it.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, please.
All right, I will.
So, she's hooking up all these computers, and she's on the phone with Gateway for 2 freaking hours. And finally, by the time I get home, and I go upstairs, and I go, hi, I'm home. And she's like, I'm on the phone. You know, hold the phone out. I'm on the phone. I'm on hold with Gateway,
right?
The friendly company that offers great service.
Mm-hmm.
And then I hear her screaming into the telephone, well, my husband does a national radio show.
Oh, that's when it's serious.
And I'm telling you that I bought Gateway because I thought that they offered great customer service. And you better fix this or I'm going to buy a Dell. And I said, whoa, I'm backing off. And I said, okay, I got it. You're in that zone.
Right.
Where's my dinner? She said.
Where's my dinner?
Downstairs. I go downstairs. Apparently about... I don't know, I got home last night about 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
I guess at about 6:45, she had put a steak on the grill. And she had asked my son to watch the steak.
Maybe flip it.
Yeah. I got home, I go to the backyard, I go out by the back porch, and I mean, it's just flames. There are just... flames
right.
That are coming out of our gigantic gas grill back there.
Did you order it well done?
And I turn it off, and of course, the flames won't go out even after I turn off the gas.
Well, it's because you got yourself a little grease fire there.
And I wait for it all to go down and get all the smoke out of the way.
Right.
And I come in with a piece of meat... that looks like, I mean, really, it's like, okay, this is Don. He was in a car accident. He was burned to death. So what I do is I take this burned piece of meat and I put it on a plate,
right?
A steak, and I march upstairs where she's still on the phone with Gateway.
No good can come of this.
Nope.
And I'm holding it like a waiter, and I walk in and she's still on the phone with Gateway, and I just put the plate in front of her, right? And she looks at me and she goes, what? I said, this is my dinner. And she said,
get out.
And when she says that, she gives me that,
right. Get out.
Yeah. Just time for me to get out.
You run.
So I go looking for someone to yell at.
Yeah.
So I go downstairs. I call my kid. I go, Bart, look. And then now I got the plate with for him. I go, look at this. Look at this. He says, hey, man, it's not my problem.
Oh, that's nice.
And I said...
Did he say it like that?
Just like that.
Oh, my God.
And I said, Mom told me that she told you to watch it. He said, yeah, I flipped it. I said, look at this. My dinner is burned. What were you doing that you couldn't take the time to come down and simply take it off the grill? I was playing a game. I was playing a video game.
Everybody. Mm. The most important man in the world.
So, neither one of them...
The WDM is here.
The world's dumbest millionaire is home. Neither one of them seemed to sense the urgency that I had about...
Right.
About the dinosaur slayer coming home, the caveman coming home at the end of the day, and there being no food. So, now by this time... My kid's running me an attitude.
Okay.
Because I've yelled at him sufficiently to where he's now yelling back at me. And I'm not really yelling. What I'm doing is I've harped on him about it. Like, come on, you know, I work all day long. I come home. All I want is a simple piece of meat. You could have come down. And finally he says to me, hey, I said I'm sorry. What else can I say? Right? And you know, that's when you just want to, you're going to ball up your fist and I go, you know, fine. You know, you're right. You effed up. Go ahead. And by this time, he's doing his homework.
Right.
He's sitting at the table doing his homework, so we can't really yell at him. Because now he's doing his homework. Now that I'm home.
But you're hungry.
Now he's doing his homework.
Thank you very much.
So she comes downstairs and she's still out of her mind about Gateway. So she's tunnel vision on Gateway, and I'm still holding the plate with a burnt piece of meat.
Just walking around trying to find sympathy.
For anybody that will look at it. And the dogs, incidentally, are going crazy.
Oh, they probably love that piece of charcoal.
They know I got a piece of burned meat. Finally, Frida, after going on and on about Gateway, she says, is that your dinner? And I said, yes, that's what I was trying to tell you upstairs. When I came home, the grill was on fire. Mm. The whole thing was on fire. The boy didn't pay attention.
Right.
I don't have my dinner. Mm. And she said, no problem. All of a sudden, this is the beauty of my wife. She's so calm all of a sudden.
Sure.
She's gone from 2 seconds earlier being a raging maniac on the phone with Gateway with this whole, get out. Now she comes downstairs, and all of a sudden, I wish I could turn it on and off like that.
Yeah, right.
I really wish I could. She says, very sweetly and very nicely, she said, don't worry about it. We've got another steak in the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Let me defrost it. I'll cook it for you. I wasn't ready to decompress.
Yeah. Sure.
I said, but my dinner wasn't ready when I got home, and my dinner was burned. And still, she still maintained this positive outlook where she said, why don't you just go in the other room, turn on your football show, and I'll make you another steak and bring you another steak.
Hey, that's now, a good deal.
At that point, I'm screwed because I can't be mad at anybody anymore. I can't be mad at my kid because I've already yelled at him and he's already said, I said I'm sorry, what do you want? I can't be mad at my wife because she's being sweet about it even though earlier she gave me the whole, get out. So I'm just sitting by myself, sitting in my room with my arms folded.
Could be worse.
Watching the, I know, Mike, I remind myself of that sometimes. Yeah. Watching the NFL show, watching John Madden.
DMBS.
What's that?
Tinty more beef stew.
Yeah. She brings me in my plate. Yeah, I do have a good. She brings me in my plate of food.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm eating, and now I'm in a better mood.
Right.
And she comes downstairs, and she says, those people from Gateway are morons. And I think that I'm going to get round two of whatever the hell it is that she's been going through. Well, as it turns out, on the back of the computer, and I don't know, I am not computer literate, I don't know anything about this, apparently there are two portals, there's two something or others.
Right.
Hold on.
Antennae. Ports, they're called.
Yeah, I don't know if they're ports or... I promise this won't be... Robbie, give me 60 seconds on the clock.
Tunnels of Love.
I've had Frida on the air an awful lot recently. I can get this done in 60 seconds.
I can name that tune.
She'll tell you what it is.
What it is.
And it was amazing that none of the dopes at Gateway.
Hello.
Sweetie.
Yes, my darling.
Hi there. Now, I'm going to wind this up in 60 seconds. Watch me. What is it that the dopes at Gateway didn't tell you about the computer?
That there was two Ethernet ports on the back.
And how long were you on the phone with those dopes?
2 hours.
2 hours. And then finally, what happened? You just turned it around and you looked at the back of the computer and you saw?
No, there's one standard that has a little drawing of, like, three computers hooked together, and that's where I had it. I didn't even realize they installed an extra one, I don't know why, in this computer. And then finally this morning, I was just going to try and do a direct cable hook up to my old computer, get some information off
right.
it without being on the network.
And I
turned it around and I said, hey, that looks like another Ethernet port back there.
And they didn't even tell you.
No, No, they told that finally what they ended up saying was, we'll send you a new one after 2 hours.
Yeah. And my steak was burned last night.
Yeah.
And there you go. That's the story. Did it in 60 seconds.
Does she still get a new computer for free, though?
No, they weren't going to send me. They were going to send me a whole new computer.
Just a part.
Hold on for the new computer.
They were going to send me a new. I don't want to go through all that again. Just getting it out of the box.
Maybe they'll send you a steak.
So anyway,
I was thinking, like a box of Omaha steaks with.
Yeah.
Hey, that's what I had.
A fire extinguisher.
That's what I had last night. Incidentally, it was an Omaha steak,
yeah,
I believe,
and
tender and delicious.
Expensive steak. Well, the burnt out one. Those are expensive too, not cheap steaks.
All right, sweetie. So anyway,
and I don't want to slam the Dinty Moore beef.
She's not mad.
Denny Moore beef stew makes a nice product. I mean, really, big pieces of carrot. No trouble with it at all.
Poor bachelor guy.
The potatoes. Look, no, I was with my kids last night. I had a good time.
Okay.
They ate, and we had a little fashion show. I went, got them a bunch of clothes for school, some fall clothes, and we had a blast. We had an absolute...
I thought like you would be coming out in outfits.
Well, I've done that, too. You know, I've certainly been clown man to my kids. But, no, it was, I had a very... But after they were put down to sleep, that was dinner. I opened a can of... Dinty Moore beef stew, and I cooked it in the microwave.
That is so sad.
Yeah.
Use that with women. They love that.
And then I watched CBS on my HDTV that I couldn't get HDTV on, and that was when my evening went south.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got, and then I just fell asleep because I was so emotionally exhausted at the fact that I could not watch HDTV.
Love you, sweetie.
I love you, too.
You know, it's the one present I've gotten myself since I've been single. It's the one thing I've really been, and you know, Rob got me so pumped up to watch, like, prime time, and now to find out that it's only, you know, it's not available on DirecTV. It just pisses me off.
Yeah. You're not missing anything. If most of it's on CBS.
Yeah, you're right.
You're not missing anything.
No, and I wish we had more sports. I just wish they'd offer more programming.
All right, sweetie. I'll see you.
All right, boo-boo.
All right, bye-bye. Bye-bye. So, I know, Rob, we got a break. So, she was all right. Mike, about fashion, though, I must mention this.
Yes.
You have officially now lost.
Yes, I have.
Your annual Boston Red Sox bet.
Wow. God damn them to hell.
And you...
I'll be back next year. I will be back next year watching them again. I'm a sucker.
You must go to a gay bar for 1 hour, shirtless... with a leather vest on.
I want all my...
While we watch you.
I want those bowling guys there. I want Homo Joe there.
You want to be surrounded by all your homo friends?
And I'm allowed to wear like a jacket until we get into the gay bar, and then I take my jacket off. With my leather vest and no shirt.
Now...
For 1 hour. I'll pay my bet off.
Now, when do you want to do this?
Next week.
Next week?
Yep.
All right.
Next week after,
how about Tuesday night?
All right.
Done.
A week from tonight.
Now, do you need,
I'll give him the best.
You sure?
Well, if I have trouble, I'll talk to Rob. We'll get it done.
Now, you're going to get a vest that fits, right? You're not going to do it the way...
I'm going to get a vest that I can button.
You're not going to do it the way that I requested.
No, not open vest.
Open.
Like with a vest three sizes too small.
Yeah.
With, like, you know, going halfway up my torso.
I get
like
you
Curly
that.
Would wear.
And what was the bet? Was that what we compromised on?
You
what looked like
piercing.
They were going on strike?
You lost the piercing. Is where was that sort of bet had been?
Yeah, it was going to be a pierced ear with the vest and everything. Now, it went down to, and if the Red Sox had made the playoffs, we both would have been in the gay bar. But now, because they didn't make it.
It's you.
You know, 220 game winners. 220 game winners.
I mean, Jesus Christ. They're your team. You've never won a Boston Red Sox bet.
Never.
In 18 years, it'd be never.
Yeah, they're going to win like 90, 91 games this year. It's just the American League West.
Right.
The Seattle Mariners, the Oakland A's, and the California Angels. F them.
All right, so it is 1 week from tonight that we will announce the name of the gay bar,
mm-hmm,
and invite all of our...
But there's only one, right? We're going back to that one?
Or we could go to a better one. Joe was telling me there's lots of better ones, more upscale ones.
Where you don't, I'd like to go to that dungeon because it's like there's nobody there. That's the way I thought it was going to be Club Wet. That's where we're going.
You want to go to the play? Okay.
I don't want to go where there's going to be more people.
Okay.
I want to go where it's dark and where we can get it over with quick.
Hold on, Lisa. Come in and say that yourself.
What did she say?
Let her come in and say it to your face.
Yeah.
And if she has this thing where she can talk on the headphones and Buzz and I hear her, but for whatever reason, you don't.
I said he didn't win the bet. It shouldn't be his choice where we go.
F you. F you. I'll give him slack on that. He can choose the club.
I believe if
he
we
would
went
do the
back,
same,
if
he would do the same for
if
me.
If we went back and reviewed tape, you would hear that the bet was that the loser will go to club wet. Yeah. That's the way
right.
it went. So thank you for your contribution.
No, actually, what I was thinking about is that we had a couple problems here and there with that place.
Yeah, well, I'm so sorry that it might not work out logistically for you, but I want to pay off my bet there, where it's like dingy and dark, and we can get it over with quick.
Don't worry, I will sneak a tape recorder in there this time, into Club Wet.
And I wasn't thinking of me. I was
yes,
thinking
you were.
Of
you were always
show.
Thinking of you. You
yes.
were coming in like. In
I
like
always
me.
Think about the show.
You know, don't pick on me when I lose a bet. That's a bad time to pick on
it's
me.
It's the easiest time.
That's a bad time to pick on me. I'm paying off this bet. It's very, very difficult. Don't make a effing face at me.
And a dance. She's doing a dance.
You know, you wait all this time. You've been nice all summer, and now the true you comes through. When the dog is down.
That's right.
Just urinate
again.
Why not? We used to be able to.
Go number one.
All right,
on
whatever you
go
say.
Go number one.
Whatever you want.
It's not what I want. Look, you know what I want? I want the Red Sox to win a goddamn World Series, and it's never going to happen.
We will take him to Club Wet.
Okay.
I will sneak in the tape recorder. We will record it for posterity.
Okay, and don't forget your driver's license.
Ah, crap. Oh, I got a passport.
Okay.
Does it have your date of, does it have date of birth on it?
Yeah. Why? Like they're going to card me? Look at me. Like they're going to card me?
And I want, yeah, I hate to say this, but I want our support group down there.
Oh, yeah. We'll be there.
I don't want to just come walking in there.
Wouldn't miss it.
With, geez.
Oh, no, you know what? Hold on. I'll have my driver's license. Goddamn, thank you. Thank you for reminding me. You know,
you know what? I'm sorry, but this sucks. I am so depressed.
I got a speeding ticket. I got this thing that I had to drive to work. I could only drive to work, but I got a letter today from DMV that was like a week ago I could have gone and gotten my license back.
Wow.
So I'll have to remember to do that.
Congratulations.
Tomorrow. Yeah. Okay. So no problem. Yeah. Go ahead and card me. I'll have my license.
Go ahead.
Card me, Ben.
Well, I'm happy for you.
Go ahead. Card me.
I'm happy for you that...
Wait, now, what are you doing? Are you making faces at her?
What? Who?
At Lisa?
No, she was showing me something. She was showing me something.
What was she
showing
me?
She wrote me a nice...
What does it say?
I'm not going to repeat it. It's that Jack Diamond thing.
Well, no.
Love your show, babe. Shut up, Lisa.
That was my way of
I know
saying.
It was. Yeah. Thank you.
All right.
Now I will get the leather vest and 1 hour. And I mean, at the end of that hour, that vest is... I'm going to have a shirt ready that I'm going to put on right away. I'm going to put on like a football shirt. With no pants.
See, what are you going to do? At the end of the hour, take the vest off?
No, I'm just going to run.
Okay.
I'm going to run. Is there, and everybody has to come.
Yeah.
Well, that now...
No,
if they have a good time.
No, I don't mean that way. But I want the whole crew down there.
Yeah, no, of course.
Okay, Buzz.
I'll be there.
Mandatory. Rob, mandatory.
Wouldn't miss it.
Yeah.
You know.
Bring my 1 day old.
What are you doing? Are you paging the staff? Don't page the staff.
No, I'm paging Cunning in Charge.
And those guys, the bowling guys, so that, you know, there are...
You want to come to the gay bar, honey, and watch Mike in the Vest?
I'm sorry, I wasn't listening. When is that, boo-boo?
Oh, crap, she wasn't listening.
Ouch.
I had that window. I could have said anything.
Yeah, you did.
Well, that's the whole point. You're not supposed to know. I know. God knows what you say when
I
tell you I'm in a class or something.
A week from tonight.
Oh, no. A week from tonight, I have my latest diversion, as you'd like to call it.
Oh, the art class.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Okay. Oh, sweetie?
Yes.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Cletus.
God, we're just like isolating that from when your mom was the
you know, your
secret burper.
Slim for her ever doing you a little favor again.
Hi, this is Don's mother-in-law, Big Cletus.
You sound so much like her.
I will.
Well, who is that?
Who was that? Tell
the boy.
Mom, tell Dad I love him. One of your 1,000 children.
Okay, all right, I got you.
All right.
See you. All right, bye, sweetie.
Goodbye, boo.
All right, so here's the deal.
All right, well, then if she's not coming, you want to ask your wife to come, Buzz?
Sure, I could do that. Whatever you think.
Because, Rob, your wife will just have dropped a baby.
Yeah,
she's just a calf. On Monday night, she won't be able to make it.
Mm.
Okay. So, Mike, everybody from the show, your whole crew will be there.
Yeah.
We'll be there.
We'll be
there. Don't look at me in that tone of voice.
No, I just, you know, that's cool.
Line two is the guy we bowled against that time.
Oh, one of the homos?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Terry?
Hey, fellas.
Hey, Terry Moe, what's up?
Hey, I thought it was that homo.
What?
Nothing, never mind. Mike, are you excited?
No.
Hey, you know, on Tuesday nights, we do, I mean, we're a little wherever y'all are going to be, but our fraternity does drag bingo over at Cobalt. That's where y'all had to go, and especially because it's a very preppy bar, and Mike will really stand out there. It's not dark where he can hide in the corners.
Hey, that's a shame, but the bet was Club Wet.
No, it's Mike's decision. We'll be at Club Wet.
Are you guys going to be down there?
Yeah, we'll get a crowd out there.
What time are we doing it? That should be prearranged.
Right?
Are we publicizing the time?
I think, like regular guys are going to come down to watch you? I don't think so.
You never know.
I think 9 o'clock.
Yeah. 9 o'clock, yeah, we'll meet you. I think at 10 they start charging a cover, so we get up in there at 9. And then
9 o'clock.
No.
Then Tuesday's
converted
straight guy.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. The last time we did it, we did it like at 5 o'clock or 6 o'clock.
No, we did not. We did it at 8 o'clock.
Like
7 or 8. Let's do it at 8. Let's do it at 8.
8 spot.
Like right after the show.
They've got a website.
We'll go down there right after
the show. You don't remember.
What?
It was at 9 o'clock. The guys with their schlongs started dancing on the bar.
I understand, Dave.
That's why I'm voting for 9 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Is the time.
Hey, I don't want to make a night of it. That would mean I'd be in that thing till 10 o'clock at night. Rather, 8 to 9 is...
All right, 8 to 9.
Hey, we'll look forward to seeing y'all there again.
All right, we'll see ya.
All right, have a great week.
Yeah. All right, bye, Terry Mo.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
Bye-bye.
We waited, and then the guys came out and took their showers on stage.
These guys, and not golden
Jesus
showers.
No. Christ.
And really, if we were at this gay bar, we lost a bet. We bowled against an all-game bowling team, and they, now, Lisa, don't ask me this. Ask him this.
What? Why is this thing so complicated?
Do you want a limo?
I was just trying to make it easier for us to all go down together and just...
Do you want a limo?
Lift him a note.
Yeah, always.
You like limos.
I do. I do.
You're
indeed.
A rock star.
I do indeed. Do I have to pay this time?
See what I can do.
Okay.
All right.
You can get it for free.
We got a break. Okay. All right, next Tuesday, we'll pay off the bet. Red Sox bet next Tuesday. They did it to you again, Mike.
You know what?
They effed you again.
What? If the moons are ever aligned where someday, I mean, there are a few fans out there that they owe, but let me tell you, they owe me big time.
Yeah.
They owe me big time, because I'll be back spring training next year.
Sure.
I'll be back waiting again.
You're like a beaten woman on cop.
I just keep going and keep going with my beloved Red Sox.
Him. Officer, he beat me. But don't arrest him. I love him.
And the day, if they ever win, and I'm still doing this show, and that's probably impossible because they'll probably win the World Series when I'm blowing spit bubbles, like at 90 years old. But if they ever win, I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have the party of the century.
It's not going to happen. I'll tell you why it's not going to happen. Because you know the schedule we're on. If we were up, we'd do like 5 more years.
Right.
I'm checking out when I'm 50.
Right.
I mean, I'm checking out of this biz.
Right.
When I'm 50.
Well, if they do it before then, but...
I mean, you know, who knows? You may be in a situation where...
I'm probably going to have to work a little longer than you are.
Yeah. I think so.
Glad that brings you such joy.
You know it doesn't. I'm busting your balls.
Hey.
It doesn't bring me.
That's the Tuesday night event.
How about this, Mike?
What?
Someone has just faxed us in. Next Tuesday night at Club What?
No.
I swear to Christ,
what is
I didn't
it?
Know this.
What?
Hot chocolate. DC's number one weekly party. All nude, all male African-Americans. Doors open at 8. Music by DJ Lady Tawana.
God.
Tuesday night.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Somebody just went on the Wet Nightclub Tuesday event.
Oh, my God.
Not a clue. And I was going to say, we can move the night if you wish, but then you would appear...
Hey, I'd appear to be a bigot.
Yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yeah. Tuesday night it is. Hot chocolate night.
You were looking at that picture of Cuba Gooding earlier.
I was indeed.
Hot chocolate
night. I'm ready.
All right, we'll see you this Tuesday night. We got a break. We will be right back.
This
is the Don and Mike Show.
See that hot dog up there off Malibu? That's me, Frank Gifford. Waiting for a good set of heavies to come up. Like this, my wife, Maxine. Boy, when you get a big one and catch it right, you can ride that almost to the beach. Man, after a few of those, you're ready for a rest and a cigarette. When you get lucky, you get the taste to start with, the taste to stay with. And that's the taste of my wife, Maxine. It's smooth and rich. So if you want the taste of my wife, Maxine, look for the big red bullseye. Get lucky.
The Don and Mike Show.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
I'll drink to that.
The home of Charlie the Clown Guy. The Don and Mike Show.
Got to discuss his funeral in a couple of minutes here.
Hey, now he's still with us. Come on.
Tomorrow on the show, Strip Trivia. Give it away. A 4-night, 5-day stay at the Royal Hawaiian Hotel in Hawaii. Pink Palace of the Pacific.
The Pink Palace of the Pacific.
Navy's Funniest Family Hits Hawaii. It's a 1-hour comedy spectacular. Don't miss the season premiere of My Wife and Kids. Tomorrow night, 8 Eastern, 7 Central, on ABC, Strip Trivia, tomorrow. We got lots of girls. Guys, your chance coming up in a moment.
All right.
We will give away a trip to Iceland on today's show, courtesy of IcelandAir.com. And perhaps you saw me on the computer. According to ESPN.com,
yes,
if there are 6 games left, if the Red Sox win all 6 and the Anaheim Angels lose all 6.
Did Anaheim lose last night? They had to then.
Yeah. If the Red Sox win all 6 and the Angels lose all 6, the Red Sox will be the wild card.
Wow.
So technically...
I thought they were already eliminated technically.
No.
God, I haven't been paying attention. I've been too depressed.
No. I was just on ESPN.com. Red Sox hold on to playoff hopes.
Wow.
The math isn't tough. The Sox have to win all their games and the Angels have to lose all theirs.
Who gave you that?
I just...
Did Joe give that to you?
Mike, I was on the side myself. Don't blame it on Joe. I mean, yeah, I printed it out on his computer.
I'm just looking at something here because I was looking at the sports page earlier, and it doesn't make sense. Because they had the Anaheim Angels. I thought they were like 8 games in front of Seattle in the wild card, and the Red Sox weren't even...
Look what it says. I mean, look at the highlighted part.
Right. Okay, this says August 15th.
No, come on.
The math isn't tough. The Sox need to win all their games, and the Angels lose all theirs to qualify for postseason.
Mm-hmm. September 24th, 1989.
Oh, wow. But why? It's weird. Because I really...
They've
eliminated them in the USA Today from the, from the...
Hello, Don and Mike.
Sox won last night.
Yeah, what Don and Mike are talking about now is the truth. I heard it on ESPN this morning.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
Yes. I was the one that told you there's a chance.
The Angels win or lose all 6, they're the wild card.
I was just on ESPN.com.
What if the Angels win one and the Red Sox win all their 6?
It doesn't matter.
Are they tied?
It doesn't matter. They have to win. They have to win all 6, and the Angels have to lose all 6.
Wow.
Yeah, hold on. I'd love to continue this conversation, but hello, Don and Mike.
Hi, I wanted to see if you had any more positions for a strip trivia tomorrow.
Position?
Yes, we have many positions.
I'm sure you do.
Absolutely, yeah. The trip to Hawaii, that brings out the girls.
Mm-hmm.
Love that. Hi. What's your name?
My name is Lee.
Lee, where are you from?
Alexandria, Virginia.
And the celeb you think you most resemble?
I kind of am between Kate Hudson and her mom, Goldie Hawn.
Wow. Bingo, baby. All right, you're in. Hold on a second.
Okay, thanks.
Hold on. That would make at least, was it 12 registered girls, maybe 13?
Right.
Something like that?
Mm-hmm.
Boy, look at you studying that thing.
You know, it's my religion. I mean, this is, if I was going to get a tattoo, I would get a tattoo of the Red Sox.
Hi, Donna Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
If the Angels win tonight, the Red Sox are out of it.
That way, if the Angels win any game, the Red Sox are out of it.
Right. So you guys should give props to the Angels. This will be the first time in 16 years we'll make it into the playoffs.
Nobody cares about the Angels.
Who cares about the Angels?
I am the... I'm an Angels fan.
F the Angels.
F them.
No, I mean, Red Sox. That's because your players calling the shots.
And listen, I'm all for Mike losing the bet here because I got the bet against him. But
see, so you should be rooting for the Angels to win tonight.
F the Angels.
Well, you know, the Angels open a 3-game series in Texas Tuesday night.
Mm-hmm. And they're gonna. They didn't play last night. They didn't lose last night.
You can take that out of context. That they'll come.
Hello, Angels.
That'll come back to bite us in the ass someday.
Hi.
F the Angels.
I'm David Doyle.
All right. Goodbye.
How about those Angels?
Goodbye, honey. Listen, Kathy Lee. Now I've actually read the story, and actually, there's more to the story with Kathy Lee and the hotel where Gift banged the stewardess.
There are more details
than the headline would lead you to believe, and as it turns out, it's not as good in one regard as the headline leads you to believe.
Okay.
But in another regard, it's even better.
Well, let's share, please.
Okay. They have not spent the night at the hotel yet.
All right. What are they doing? What are they up to?
They have been to the hotel.
Like for a function?
Here's why.
Okay.
The headline is, outrageous. Kathy Lee is demanding that Frank watch her perform her stage show when she is booked the first week in November for 2 weeks at the same posh New York hotel.
Oh, but that's such a cheesy gig.
Where he was cheating with Susan Johnson.
Oh, she is a ball buster.
Frank fears it's a setup to punish him. Let me see.
Oh, you know she's going to punish him.
Oh, sure. Let me see. She's signed into a 14-day cabaret show.
You know that she said to her representation, get me into that hotel.
At the Regency Hotel in Manhattan. That's where Frank was caught trysting with Susan Johnson.
Could there really be any other way than have... I mean, say you're her representation. She had to say, go get me a gig at that hotel. Or maybe the people at that hotel said it'd be a
she'll be singing and wisecracking in a club room five floors below where Frank had his tryst.
You know he'll be in the front row. You know, it was just a few years ago that in this very hotel, I'd like to sing a song about that now.
Kathy, old Kathy. Oh, Kathy,
sit down, old man.
Room 521 is the room where it happened.
Okay.
She has booked room 521 for the Giffords' stay in the hotel.
Poor guy. Yeah, but they live in Connecticut, so there's really no need to stay there.
But they're going to have a couple of nights when they spend the night in town.
Wow.
And on the couple of nights that they spend the night in town...
Do you know there are so many different levels you can look at this?
Mm-hmm.
You can look at this as a money factor where perhaps the hotel is paying big bucks because of the publicity they're going to get for this.
The tie-in. Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows whether Kathy Lee is going to disgrace him with songs like You're Cheating Hard and Who's Sorry Now.
She usually does.
Yeah, she does. Or if she's going to be pathetic and sing I'll Be Around When She's Gone. Frank cannot get a promise out of her that she will not publicly humiliate him again.
Leave the country, Frank.
Gif feels it's beyond cruel of her to make him sit there.
I'm going
to
drive my little Mercedes into the abutment.
He doesn't want to go.
I don't want to go, Kathy.
Let me see. Oh, do we have that tape? You find the Gif tape? Gif suicide?
I thought seriously about driving home one night. How easy it would be to take my little Mercedes convertible and stick it in that abutment on the side.
Yeah. Now, Gif is 72, and all of this, poor Kathy Lee, the way they're writing this,
hey, Kathy,
has still taken its toll on Kathy Lee, Connie Lee, who is 49. Her usual perky appearance has changed dramatically in recent months.
Great news, darling.
Her face is gaunt and lined, and her plunging neckline exposes sagging breasts.
Oh, yeah, well, we've known that for quite some time. Remember that tube top shot?
Yeah.
We've known that for years.
She looks very different.
Great news, honey.
Shorter cropped hair and a new look that accentuates the pain in her eyes and the lines on her face.
Guess what hotel we're going to be performing in, you lousy bastard?
The brouhaha has affected Frank as much Kathy Lee's insistence on performing at the hotel where Frank had his sexual encounter.
I insist.
Is more than he can take, confides Frank's sister, Lola.
Lola Gifford.
So now, at least there's a quote.
Lola Gifford.
You know, a lot of times these stories go, an insider saying, a friend says.
Right.
Now we have a quote from Lola Gifford.
She's torturing him, and he's 72.
God.
Now.
Sorry now.
Here's another quote from Lola. Just about the time he thinks the worst is behind him, she pulls another cruel stunt.
Wasn't Lola... Lola was a showgirl, wasn't she?
Yeah.
Frank's infidelity is like a bad meatball sandwich. It keeps repeating itself over and over again. And Kathy Lee will see that until he is dead.
I will punish him and... listen, is this my agent?
Now.
I want you to get me in that hotel.
Again, here's a quote from Lola Gifford. Kathy Lee has booked a suite in a hotel.
Yeah.
The one that Frank used with Susan.
Hello, Lola.
So she can taunt him with memories of that day.
Wow.
It's her ultimate punishment for Frank.
Oh, man. And that's what,
now,
what Lola says?
Yes. Now
through
now,
her lips, just like cherry cola.
Now they go to Susan Johnson. Even the buxom beauty with whom the former giant great had his fling can't believe that Kathy Lee is taking him back to the hotel. Susan Johnson says, quote, are you kidding?
Hello, Susan Johnson.
I'm stunned. It's unbelievable.
Hey, but who is she to talk, really, whore?
But let me just tell you what she says. Okay. Kathy Lee is so desperate. Why would she go back to the very spot where her husband made love to me and lied about it?
The money, Arthur.
There are hundreds of other places she could go to perform. She has no respect for Frank. It's a low blow, a slap in the face. If I was Frank, I'd be furious, and I would refuse to go.
Now, he should.
Mm-hmm. D-Day for the couple is November 12th, when Connie Lee begins her 14-day run. She's told him, now this is according again to Lola Gifford.
Right.
She told Frank he better be in the audience or else. When Frank tried to wriggle out of going, she snapped.
You better be there, Buster.
You don't have a choice.
I want you in the second row.
You and me are a doubles act.
Costner will be in the first row. Wow.
Had a recent appearance at New York's Cafe Carlyle. Frank made a joke about making sure he would be out of town when Kathy Lee was at the Regency. She flat out told people, Frank will be there. Trust me on this.
Oh, God,
now,
the devil.
The Gifford's attorney denies that Frank says he will not be there.
I'm planning on having congestive heart failure.
The Gifford's attorney, listen to this. The Gifford's attorney, Ronald S. Konecki,
hello,
confirms that Frank
he'll be there.
Will be in attendance.
I guarantee
oh
it.
God.
It's part of the package.
At Kathy's show.
Will you be requiring both Giffords to be in the hotel?
Experts say that Kathy Lee's vengeful demand is her way of healing her heart. What a con. She's going back to the scene of the crime to air her anger and frustration.
Let me understand this. You would require both of them to be at the hotel?
We will make it happen for you.
She's using the show to fire back at Frank and her critics, but it's a way of obsessing about the entire affair.
I'd love to welcome everyone to the Regency for my first song, You Walked Into the Party Like You Were Walking Onto a Yacht, Didn't You, Frank Gifford?
Frank got roasted in 1998 when she stunned a star-studded audience, including Barbara Walters, Regis Philbin, and Phyllis George, by insulting him during a cabaret show at the Rainbow and Stars nightclub.
There's my little bastard right over there.
In 1999, Kathy Lee flirted with Man in the Crowd at another stage show.
Hello, Big Did You, that thing where she closes one eye.
When one admirer was worried about upsetting her husband, she said, oh, that's all right, he owes me.
Go ahead, trash him all you want, huh?
Wow. It's my turn. In the year 2000... Frank was taunted again on stage at Foxwoods Casino in Connecticut.
God, what a drag.
When she dedicated the song Who's Sorry Now to him.
Jesus Christ. I mean, she drags him everywhere. He's really pathetic.
Ironically, the couple had grown closer over the summer.
Right. Ultimately, I will unplug your respirator.
Lola Gifford reveals they were working on home construction projects.
Yeah.
Right. Like probably a grave for Frank.
Dig, you bastard.
Frank seems, now this is according to Lola, Frank's sister Lola.
Frank seems.
Frank says,
They seem to be getting along better. Now, all of a sudden, Kathy Lee tells him she's booked to perform at the Regency.
I'm not sure I can handle it.
Just hearing that name was a clap of thunder to his ears.
Sure.
Dragging Frank there is like putting fire to his toes.
Which are quite flammable.
Because they're dry.
Yeah.
Now,
fire danger of five today.
Right. Now exercising and dieting for her November cabaret show.
Get that lighter away from my toes. They're just like twigs.
Kathy Lee is focused squarely on Frank, making him return to the scene of the crime 5 years later is vindictive.
I'm not in the spotlight anymore. I'm an unhappy lady, and I'm going to make you unhappier.
Vindictive beyond belief, says Lola Gifford. So,
oh, my hip.
Let's mark that day. That would be...
I've broken my hip.
That'd be November 12.
I'll be there over Thanksgiving.
When Kathy Lee is at the Regency Hotel.
How exciting is that? And I'm sure that that Frank will enjoy himself, and Lola will probably be in the audience also.
Poor
gift.
Hello, you bastard.
Yes.
Good morning.
You know what, Robbie? You're going to have to find there the Wendell Hall game for me right now on our machine, because this is my advice to Frank Gifford. If you're listening to me, Frank, turn your radio up right now.
Way up.
All right, what do you want me to turn my radio up for?
Hold on, I got it right here.
Something special for you, Frank.
What do you have for me? What do you want me to do, Don?
You're going
to
like this.
Play a game.
What's your advice for me?
Here's the game.
What is it? Tell me. Share it with me. I'll take anybody's
advice. The game is called Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber.
Okay, what do I do?
Here now is Wendell Hall,
all right.
our engineer.
Hi, this is Wendell Hall. In all this excitement, I sort of forgot myself. This is a Smith & Wesson 44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world. So what you've got to be asking yourself is, do you feel lucky?
Yeah.
Well, do you, punk?
No.
Good luck.
Thank you.
All right, you ready?
Good luck, Frank.
I have the gun in my hand.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Thank you, Wendell.
Good luck.
I appreciate it.
All right, now spin the cylinder.
Here we go. Oh, I broke a finger.
Oh.
Close the cylinder.
Okay. I just spun it again. Oh, thank God.
All right, hold on.
I have it in my mouth.
Spin it again.
Okay. Heard it.
Close it.
Uh-huh.
And are you ready?
I am.
Winner!
Congratulations, Frank.
Winner!
Good luck.
Winner!
Suffering's over.
I'm free of her.
Winner! Winner! Winner!
I'm free.
Winner!
Good luck.
I'm free of her.
There you go.
I'm free of her now.
I forgot what a great game Wendell Hall's Empty yes. Chamber.
Hey, look at me. I'm floating over you now. With wings. Notify Lola.
Wendell Hall's Empty Chamber. Ah, loser. Oh.
I'm very sorry, but you've lost.
He likes it when they lose.
Yeah.
Close the chamber. And...
That's messy.
Winner! Winner!
Good luck.
All right, so that's the story with GIF. We'll follow that.
Yeah, follow that up, because you never know in the tabloids. Got to make sure it's 100% true.
November 12th, that is the day that Kathy Lee, the con of all cons, goes back to do it to GIF now. And incidentally, Mike, that word, A-OK.
Yeah.
No one's told me I can't.
Yeah, but I mentioned that you were earlier, and I get all yelled at and stuff.
No, yeah, I know.
Isn't that ridiculous?
Right. You could say go number one.
Go number one.
But you can't say...
The medical terminology.
You can say urination.
Right.
You can't say...
I blank.
On.
You can't use it. You can't say I...
You were saying that you were going to do something on somebody.
Go number one on Lola.
Yeah. That they probably deleted out.
Yeah.
I bet they deleted out.
I still not up to speed on the book. It's like I lost my playbook.
But you can sure say con. What a con Kathy Lee is. Listen to this happy music means only one thing. We're going to give away a trip to Iceland right now.
Very exciting.
Well, actually, not right this second. We're going to give you guys a couple of breaks. Call in. And we want to know, where are you?
Where are you?
Listening to the show. We've had people call us from great locations.
At grain silos, in the middle of the grain silo.
We had some guy who was driving a hearse one time.
And another guy that was actually in a morgue.
The best one ever was the guy who locked himself inside the trunk of his car and then couldn't get out.
That was a beautiful moment as he was losing oxygen.
Now, where are you as you listen to the Don and Mike show today? We will take the wackiest spot where you really are just sitting enjoying the show, standing enjoying the show. Call call us at 877-365-3636 and tell us where you are listening to the show to win a vacation to Iceland from IcelandAir.com.
All right.
Now, here's the rub. This contest works for D.C., Baltimore, Philadelphia, New Jersey, because you fly out of BWI Airport.
Yeah, so it'd be very difficult if you were in the other cities to get here to the airport.
But if you want to play from another city,
right,
you're on your own getting from your city to BWI.
Yeah, so I bet if you want to play, you're allowed to play.
You know, for my money, it would be worth it. Let's say you're in Green Bay. Let's say that you're out in San Francisco.
Get yourself a nice cheap airfare to get out to the Washington, D.C. area, and then fly to Iceland.
Right, you go to Priceline.com or whatever other fine sponsors, mm-hmm. and you go to, you get yourself a cheap fare, and then, boom, you're off to Iceland. So, where are you listening to this show right now? That's what we want to know. Phone number 877-365-3636.
The most unusual place is a winner.
We will say winner.
Hey, Howard, there's your Chinaman.
Did you switch your bag already?
Yeah.
Rob, you're too fast with that. You got to leave it there.
Winner.
Winner. There you go. Winner.
Winner.
Winner. Winner.
Winner.
And, of course, we wish you...
good luck.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.